We're doing the story of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, and due to popular demand, we're coming back to that story. We're not yet up to that book. This is from the Talmud in Baba Metzia, Pei Dalet Amud Beis. So the story began where Rashbi and his son go out into the cave and hide, and they learn Torah all the years that the Roman Empire wants them dead. And then they come out, and Rabbi Lezer is so pious that everything he sees that's not Torah, he burns. And the first time they come out, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the same way. And then the second time they come out of the cave, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai heals everything that he burns. And later on we saw that Rabbi Lezer, the son of Rabbi Shimon, learned and became a tremendous sage, to the point where the Romans at one point appoint him as a judge, and he catches Jewish thieves and he kills them. And the rabbis are very upset at him for doing that. And he tells them, I'll prove to you that I'm killing people that deserve to be killed. And he does an operation, he takes some of his own fats, puts them out in the sun, and they don't rot. And he says, you see, nothing from me is going to rot when I die either, because I don't have any sin, I didn't do anything wrong, I killed people who deserve to be killed. And even so, he was worried, if all the rabbis disagree with him, he was worried, and he asked God every night to bring boils upon him, and every night he'd be covered with boils, and in the morning he'd ask to be healed. And then his wife every night would make him 60 different types of bandages to cure him. And then one night she hears that he's telling God, give me back the boils. So she says, you're doing this to yourself? Forget it. And she left and she went to her father's house. And the next morning she wasn't around to keep him from going to the academy. So he went and he taught Torah. And he purified 60 women. They came to him with questions whether their cloth was pure or impure. And he was able to purify him. And the rabbi said, there isn't even one of them you're doubtful about? He said, you'll see. If I'm right, all of them will have boys. And they checked 9 months later, all of them had boys. And after a period, obviously his wife came back. And the Talmud tells us that when he was lying on his deathbed, he told her, look, I know the rabbis are upset at me, and they won't give me a proper burial. They won't eulogize me properly, they won't bury me properly, so do me a favor, leave me in the attic, and don't worry about what's going to happen. Just leave my body in the attic. So, for a period, they left his body in the attic, and they didn't ask, they didn't tell anyone he died. And they check up on the body every so often, and they saw nothing happened, it's not rotting. One time they saw a worm coming out of his ear, and they got very upset. So he showed up in a dream and he said, don't worry about it, it's nothing. The family members heard someone speaking improperly about a rabbi, and they didn't protest. So he explained to them, he said, the reason I had a worm coming out of my ear was because one time I heard them mocking a young rabbi and I didn't protest. So because I heard something improper and I didn't react, that's why the worm came out of my ear. That's why I'm punished, that when I die, that little part of me that I wasn't 100% perfect on got a worm, but everything else is okay, don't worry about it. So people would come to be judged by him, and he was a big rabbi. They didn't know he's dead. So they'd stand at the entrance to his house, and each one would say their case, and they'd hear a voice coming out of the attic saying, this one's chayav, this one is zakai. He'd paskin, the voice would come out. No one knew he was dead. So one time, his wife was fighting with a neighbor, and when two women were fighting, one of them said, you should be like her husband that never gets buried. So the rabbi said, even the women are talking, everyone knows that he's dead and not buried, that this is what's going on, an open miracle. No, that's not derech eretz. Another opinion says that what happened was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai appeared to them in a dream, and he said, I left you one good thing among you, and you're not bringing it back to me. So the rabbi said, we have to bring him to burial. They took the body. They didn't want everyone to know. So one Erev Yom Kippur, everyone's busy on Erev Yom Kippur. They sent and they took his body to bring it to the cave of his father, the cave of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. They came to the cave and they found the cave was surrounded by a snake. The snake wouldn't let them in. So they said, "Snake, snake, open your mouth and let the son come into his father." So they the snake opened up and let them in. The Talmud doesn't tell us the continuation of the story. The Talmud elsewhere tells us that when they entered, so they were warned not to look around. And one of them looked, and a flash of fire came to knock him down. Okay, there's a whole story about what happened there. At any rate, they buried him. Rebbe wanted to marry Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon's ex-wife, you know, his almana. So Rebbe sent word. Rebbe was himself widowed. Rebbe ultimately died, leaving behind the second wife. That's why we have the famous famous line that Rebbe told his children. He left a will. One of the things he said was, "Honor your mother." So the Talmud says, isn't that biblical? Rebbe has to tell his children, "Honor your mother." So Talmud says, no, no, no. He was talking about their stepmother. Their real mother was dead. He was telling the kids, you know, even though you only have to honor your stepmother so long as I'm alive, technically you're honoring her as a way of honoring me, and when I'm dead, so you don't have to honor your, you know, you have nothing to do with her anymore. She's not your stepmother anymore, right? So even so, he asked his children, honor. That was part of his will. Please honor the woman I married, even though she's not your mother. But okay, so maybe at this point Rebbe didn't have that second wife, so he sent word to this almana, to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon's wife, and said, "I want to marry you." So what did she say? She sent back word, if a vessel was once used for holiness, you can't reuse it for the mundane. That was the line she sent back. Okay, so that's... Yes, it is. Okay. But we came here to tell you stories you might not encounter on your own. Okay, so obviously there's a lot of Kabbalah going on here, and there's a lot more to the story. But for now, we finished. Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon made it to burial. So that's the conclusion of our story for now. Till we add more details at a future date, there's a lot more to say about Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon.